We do begin in the Gulf in what is likely the final testing of that well cap. If engineers like the test results today, the well could remain permanently capped. Matt Gutman is in Burris, Louisiana, with the latest. Good morning, Matt.
Good morning, Bianna. Well, this 48-hour test may no longer be a test. Overnight, increasing confidence from BP that the well is withstanding all of that pressure and that maybe, just maybe, can hold on for a couple of more weeks until those relief wells kick in, meaning the spill is effectively over.
Murky water, debris floating, but no oil. 2 days later, the well is still sealed. The oil shut in, for now. All eyes remain on those crucial pressure readings. Scientists had hoped for 7,500 pounds per square inch. The gauge remains at 6,700 psi and rising, but barely.
The pressure buildup we're seeing is consistent with reservoir depletion and full integrity.
Government scientists believe the well has spent itself, disgorging its contents into the Gulf over the past 3 months, and that so far, it's holding up. Earlier, there had been some concern that low pressure meant a leak somewhere along the pipeline. So the test proceeds as deep-sea robots prowl the ocean floor for seismic activity and potential leaks. Even BP's staunchest critics now tell us the spill is effectively contained.
The worst is over. The well is 100% closed in now.
But if the seal does fail, BP would hook up hoses to the new stacking cap and siphon all of the oil to waiting ships. But meeting with local fishermen yesterday, Louisiana Governor Bobby Jindal said the oil may be stopped, but this is far from over.
This is only done for us when they restore our wetlands and our coastline back to its pre-spill status.
And residents here doubt that will happen for a long time.
That's a wonderful thing if it's really sealed.
You guys are still skeptical.
We're still skeptical.
You don't believe BP?
Ask me that in 6 months, and we'll see what Louisiana looks like then.
So all eyes this morning are still on those pressure gauges. If they continue to rise just slightly, it means the well is holding up. But if they drop, it means there may be a leak somewhere, and BP would have to go with Plan B, which entails siphoning all of that oil to ships waiting on the surface. And that is not a terrible thing either. Dan?
So either way, no more oil, Matt, leaking into the Gulf.
Seems so, Dan.